AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports on President Trump's first national address since the Iran war began.
President Trump has given a full-throated defense of the Iran war in his first national address since the conflict began. The president says America's core strategic objectives are nearing completion.
We are going to finish the job, and we're going to finish it very fast. We're getting very close.
But the president spent much of a primetime address repeating things he's been saying after weeks of changing goals and often contradicting himself about whether the war is winding down or ramping up. He did not mention the thousands of additional U.S. troops sent to the Middle East and made just passing mention of allies whom he's been blistering for not helping more, saying they need to get some courage and simply take the Strait of Hormuz.
The hard part is done, so it should be easy.
Oil rose more than 6% and stocks fell after Trump also said in his address that the U.S. will continue to hit Iran, quote, extremely hard over the next 2 to 3 weeks. A spokesman for Iran's president today dismissed Trump's speech as insane, saying the remarks, quote, boosted our nation's integrity. Meanwhile, Iran's army chief is warning that if the U.S. military lands in the Islamic Republic, quote, not a single person will survive among the invaders. Major General Amir Hatami made the comment in a piece aired by Iranian state television. In other news, 4 astronauts embarked on a flight around the moon yesterday, humanity's first lunar voyage in more than half a century. Artemis II set sail from the same Florida launch site that sent Apollo's explorers to the moon so long ago. This is AP News. AP correspondent Haya Panjwani reports on Homeland Security's detention center plans.
The Department of Homeland Security is pausing plans to buy new warehouses for immigrant detention as it reviews contracts signed under former Secretary Kristi Noem. A senior Homeland Security official, speaking on condition of anonymity because they weren't authorized to speak publicly on the matter, told the AP that the department is also rechecking warehouse deals it has already made. The news comes just a week after Senator Mark Wayne Mullen took over the department from Noem. Mullen inherits a big push to expand detention space. But the plan to buy large-scale facilities to house immigrants drew sharp local backlash. Communities raised moral concerns and worries about the strain on the sewer and water systems. Homeland Security has bought 11 warehouses so far. Haya Panjwani, Washington.
More on this story at apnews.com. I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.